Welcome to the Mind and Fitness Podcast. It is a rare Friday edition, October 1st. Welcome to October. We are in the, we're now in the fourth quarter of 2021. Hard to imagine, hard to fathom. So let me give a quick shout out to the patrons of the podcast. As always, I always talk about the patrons. So this show would not be on the air unless there were financial supporters of the show, and there's 22 of them at the current moment, and basically it's helping pay for the publishing fees. It's helping pay for the equipment. It's helping pay, honestly, for the time and energy that is spent getting this message out to as many people as possible. So shout out to Barb, Arnie, Brian, Julie, Ross, Christina, Jen, and Nate, Anthony, Victoria, Michael, Francisco, Tony, Kelly, Irina, Mindy, Colette, Jason, Brooke, John, Valerie, James, and Sylvie. If you're interested in participating, go to patreon.com/ the Mind and Fitness Podcast. I was just looking. So this is episode 194. Sometime in the next couple of weeks would be the 4-year anniversary of the podcast, which is pretty wild to think about. And it's been listened to about 300,000 times in that span of time. And there's this podcast that I listen to by a guy named Peter Rosenberg, and every time that he comes on, whether his podcast is the top rated or even close, he always says, "Welcome to the number one sports and recreation podcast. My name is Peter Rosenberg." And I keep trying to remember that that's how I should start the podcast, because I'm sure it's not the, the highest rated or most listened to. Nicole Sachs probably dwarfs my numbers and the listenership for the podcast, but I am very grateful that you are all here. So hope you enjoyed the interview last week with Deb Malkin. It was great. She had talked about a documentary towards the end of that, and I just can't find any details on when it's actually going to be released, but keep an eye out for that. And of course, whenever it does, I'll make sure that I come here and I tell everybody about it. So, I'm happy that you're all here. No interview this week. In fact, it's going to be a relatively short week. There's really just one concept that I want to talk about on this week's podcast. And it's sort of loosely related to Journal Speak, another, homage to Nicole Sachs. But I've talked about this before. There was probably about a year ago or so, a year and a half ago, where I did an episode called Promo Class. So maybe as a prequel, go and listen to that episode. But largely it is about the process of putting pen to paper and doing what could be necessary in terms of being able to rid yourself of a lot of the emotional tension, and emotional weight that you're carrying. So the quote from Saul Bellow, who said, "One thought murder a day keeps the psychiatrist away." So one more time, "One thought murder a day keeps the psychiatrist away." And the way that I interpret that is essentially, Sarno Forever had talked about this repression of rage and anger and sadness, right? So you have, and Adam Heller talks about filling a little bit of air in a balloon every time that something goes awry. So somebody cuts you off on the freeway, blow a little bit of air in the balloon. Your kid talks back to you, blow a little bit more air in the balloon. And then eventually it's going to have critical mass and it's going to explode. And that's what symptoms are. So Sarno called this the reservoir of rage. But really the idea behind this, and this happened to me recently, is if you can have a emotional experience, and for some people they can do this just somatically, and then other people need to do this with pen to paper and actually write about it. But being able to get some of that rage and anger and frustration and all the toxic, vile stuff that you that maybe comes to the surface on you, and then you go, "Oh no, I can't think about that stuff. There's no way I can be mad at that person or hate that person or be angry or you know, worse on that person." So you stuff it away, and that's what repression is. And sometimes it happens so quickly that it becomes an unconscious habit, and that's what a lot of this stuff revolves around. A lot of this work revolves around. So it's been a little bit of a rough go for me recently, and it was hitting critical peak a little bit earlier this week. That's part of the reason that the podcast is out, even as I had said during soccer season, because I coach girls soccer, podcast will be dropping a day later than usual, going from Wednesday to Thursday. But quite honestly, with the way that things were going lately, having it come on Friday was much better for me. In fact, this is actually the second time that I've recorded this episode, because I recorded one yesterday and I was getting ready to load it, and then I just wasn't happy with the finished product. So here I am with the second go around. So I hope you like the second go around. But it was hitting critical mass on Monday. And it was just one of those instances where my head just felt full. I kept having these arguments with other people, but in my head over and over again. You know what I mean? It's like you're, if I ever saw this person, here's what I would say to them, and you're doing it over and over and over again in your head, and it just keeps swirling. It's not productive at all, because you're just reliving the anger that you have over and over and over. And so how I think about this thought murder quote is that I went for a drive, went and filled up my gas tank. I was just driving around listening to podcasts and music, brought my computer with me, and then I pulled up to a really beautiful beach. And I set my timer for 20 minutes, and I just wrote. And I wrote the most angry, dark stuff that I could put to paper for 20 minutes. It was about a 2,000-word document by the end of it. And my God, like, what a relief by the end. Delete the document. If you're writing on pen and paper, tear it up, throw it away, burn it, whatever you need to do. But just getting it out of the mind and onto paper. I remember Dr. Hanscom and I talked about this in an episode in July of 2018, going all the way back there. But he was talking about the number of studies that have been done to show that expressive writing reduces chronic pain symptoms, and that there's actually far more published literature and data on that than there is on back surgery relieving people of chronic symptoms. So very, very interesting, because we always correlate surgery with relieving of chronic symptoms, when in reality, it's a neuroplastic thing. That's from the Howard Schubiner playbook and the Alan Gordon playbook. And shout out, his book is fantastic, and I recommend that you read it. But quite honestly, if you're feeling yourself having these racing thoughts, highly anxious, your symptoms are on fire, that kind of thing, just being able to kind of tap back a little bit. Most of the time what I talk about is somatic work, because that's usually what I employ. But I just needed something a little bit different, because there was just so many thoughts. There was so much, and I needed to spill that out and put those words onto paper. So when I did that episode called Promo Class a year and a half ago or something like that, in pro wrestling, which I'm a pro wrestling nerd, a promo is when you have an opponent or a target and you go out to the ring and you grab the microphone and you just unleash on this opponent of yours. That's really how I treat journaling, is who's in the crosshairs of my missile. And they just eat it over and over and over and over and over again for 20 straight minutes. And gosh, I felt so much better, more clear-headed, far more empathy for the situation, far more grace for the situation. And that was it. And I think it really aided in my response after the fact and being able to clear some of that stuff up. So give that a shot. The first version that I did of this podcast was roughly the same amount of time, right around 8 or 10 minutes, but I didn't talk about how it actually helped. So I don't know how I missed that, but thankfully I remembered and I didn't publish that one. So again, give that kind of thing a shot. I really appreciate you sticking with me week after week. You know, life has certainly its peaks and valleys, but this is something, as Sarno had said, this is something everyone goes through this. It's the human condition. So that's really what this stuff is all about. Hope you all have a great weekend. Go listen to Nicole's podcast. I'm sure it was fabulous today, releasing on the same day. We haven't done that before. So thanks all so much again, and have a great weekend.